It's a great name to have, if you don't mind me saying. I was telling everyone I was going to be speaking to Liz McPherson. Fabulous at 50. Most UK women embracing the landmark age. Now, how fabulous at 50 should I be, or is it only for women, this, Liz?
Well, look, I think everyone should look after and maintain their health. I think the research that we did was with over 1,000 women who are going to turn 50 in 2017. Including people like Davina McCall, Kate Garraway, you've got people like Janice Jackson who have had their first baby at 50. So the research was really quite interesting because it showed that far from winding down, 4 out of 5 of these women are winding up as they reach 50. And they want to feel great, and they're doing all sorts of things, taking up new hobbies, travelling, changing career, learning new languages, and they don't want to be limited by changes that happen in their health.
Now, you're very much a pharmacist with boots, I should point that out. So
yes,
people do tend to associate looking good, feeling good, with the big pharmacies and the big outlets and whatever. Now, the research you've done, has it been done locally? Because you're certainly speaking to me with a local accent, or is this being done worldwide with Boots?
This has been done in the UK, so this is women in the UK, based on the fact that nearly 500,000 women are going to turn 50 in 2015, and we spoke to over 1,000 of them to find out how they felt about that milestone birthday.
And are women as fearful of being 50 as I was when I went through the experience a year ago, Liz?
Well, I think...
2 years ago, Liz.
Well, what the research showed is that these women were broken broadly into three groups. 40% of them were quite fearless about turning 50. They felt, bring it on, this is great, I have more time in my life, I can do all the things that I maybe didn't have time to do when I was younger. The second group were fatalistic about it, but still in a very positive way, recognising that actually it's going to happen to me, I can't do anything about it, so I'm going to make absolutely the best of it. And the final group of those women were women who were a bit fretful about it. These were about 17% of the group. These are women who worried about their health and what might happen to them. And these are the people that that need access to the help and support that we can give in Boots.
Yeah, but of course, 60 is now the new 50, isn't it? You know, people are, or is this just me getting older? And again, looking at it through a man's eyes, maybe men are happy enough to be in their 50s. Women, they probably dread the idea of it, but there's positivity. Quite a few of them are planning to travel. Quite a few of them are going to do new and exciting things. The world doesn't end just because you're out of your 40s.
No, absolutely. I think if you look at the population, we have an ageing population. And a generation or two ago, our mothers and grandmothers had a whole different outlook on life once they hit 50. It's very different for people nowadays as they live longer. People's expectations are that they should have a much more active life for much longer, and looking after your health is really important at any age, but particularly for women who are approaching 50.
Yeah, there's the very important message in that for women, for everyone, that the older you get, the more attentive you need to be to your health
and
well-being. 7% of them want a tattoo. My goodness me, a woman in her 50s with a tattoo. Please, please.
Bring it on.
Do you have any, Liz?
I haven't quite reached that goal yet.
No, but do you have a tattoo?
On my bucket list, Frank.
You don't have a tattoo?
No, not at the moment.
Lovely speaking to you, Liz. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Okay, Frank. Bye-bye now.
Liz McPherson from Boots Pharmacist, following the research right across the UK there. Are you a woman in your 50s? Did you dread turning it? Well, apparently women are absolutely in step with being 50 in 2017. It is not a bother at all.